So Farm House Creative had a bit of big news here recently.
We did. We made a big announcement that we've been sitting on for a little while, but so we couldn't talk about it for a while.
But now we can.
We wanted Williams Printing to be able to announce it first since it's their big news too.
And they announced it
and we're happy that we can finally tell the news. So
what is the news?
Well, the news is that Farm House Creative, as of October 25th, we'll be acquiring Williams Printing out of Farmland.
Now, what does that mean? Do we get a print shop? Do we get presses? Do we get people?
A new building and people?
Those are the major questions we've been getting around town.
We've gotten a lot of those questions, which is fine because, you know, not everybody knows, like, what goes on behind the scenes and that kind of thing. So, no, we're not getting a new building. We did not get any presses. We're not getting any extra employees.
Then what did we buy?
We bought and acquired the book of business from Williams Printing. So their client base, their customer lists, all of their order history, pricing information, and artwork files from those jobs that they've produced since the 50s. That Williams Printing has been in Farmland for
many years.
It's been a family-run business for many, many years, and so we acquired all of that.
So if any of their existing clients need to get something printed just like it was, they can call us up and boom, we can print it.
So instead of calling Tammy, you call Angie or email Angie because Angie prefers email. But I will also talk to you on the phone. That's fine. And then also we're hoping that, you know, we've focused a lot on Muncie and Delaware County, which is great. We love it. We never really focused a lot on Randolph County, even though we live there. That's where we live.
And pretty much it's because of Tammy. She was doing a great business in Randolph County.
Right. We knew she was taking care of those customers. We did not want to encroach on her business and what she was doing. So it made sense for us just to focus here in Muncie and kind of leave her to that area. So now with Williams Printing becoming part of the farmhouse family, that will open us up to Randolph County, Jay County, those kinds of places. So yeah, we're happy to be able to do that. We're also hoping that, you know, in addition to those print products that we do, so business cards, letterhead, all that kind of stuff, we can also help with like websites and digital marketing and things like that.
Wait, and then I'll get busy again.
Then you'll get busy again. Indeed.
I'm always busy.
You're very busy. We are busy too on the print side. So we're not adding any employees. So we're
at this time. We're going to see how things
go. We'll see how things go.
Now, why are we so confident that we can do this?
Well, some people may not know this, but we have done it before.
What?
I know. Like, this is not my first business acquisition. So I started Farmhouse
in 2012
from the ground up with zero clients and zero anything out of our farmhouse in Farmland and that kind of thing. And I steadily grew it from there. Just, you know, got pounding the pavement and knocking on doors and talking to people, which made me want to throw up, but I did it and it worked. So then in 2014, it was a very busy year.
Yes.
We had just had Audia at the end of November.
In 2013.
So we had a baby.
Baby.
Yeah, she was a baby. She wasn't even a toddler then. She was a baby.
I transitioned from where I was working, which was an all virtual company,
into Farmhouse. So we brought you on board. So now we had all of our eggs in one basket. We were both working for Farmhouse, which also kind of made me want to throw up.
And then
Carolyn Buffy Greaves from Printing Creations decided she wanted to retire, which good for her. She had had a printing business for years and years and years and years. She's a pillar of the community. She wanted to enjoy retirement. So we acquired the book of business from Printing Creations.
Yeah. So we didn't get any presses.
So we didn't get her building, her presses, or any of her equipment, any of that kind of thing. Just the book of business. So the client base, the order history, all the artwork files. And when Buffy gave us the artwork files, she legit gave us the artwork files. She gave us a box of like CDs and discs and all kinds of things, as well as like electronic digital files too. We got that too. So yeah, we've done this before. We made it work then. When I think about it now, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had a 6-month-old?
Yes.
Maybe. I worked from home. I didn't have daycare. That week
that we bought the company, we also said, hey, let's go to Disney because that's what you do, right?
Well, we had it planned and I was in a show at the Civic Theater. I was in my very first show, Pinocchio, my son Pinocchio. So I was in a show. I negotiated buying a business. I signed the paperwork on like a Friday. And on a Saturday, we surprised the kids and took them to Disney. They didn't know we were going. They thought we were going camping. And we were like, surprise, we're going to Disney World.
When I think of 2014, It was a blur.
It was a lot. It was a blur. But you know what? We made it work. It was very exciting. So even now when I think, oh gosh, we're taking on a new client base. We're getting ready to meet a whole bunch of new people. And I'm like, that's a lot of change. And it makes me also want to throw up. Mm-hmm. But when I think about that, I'm like, oh, but remember when you did this in 2014 with a lot of younger kids, lots of stuff going on, lots of irons in the fire and things like that. So,
and we survived.
And we survived. And we thrived. And we will survive and we will thrive again. And it's going to be great. I am really looking forward to meeting more people, more. And now that we're hopefully getting back to whatever normal is, you know, meeting people face to face and all of that. So I'm excited about this new chapter. And we're going to work really hard, but it's going to be successful and it's going to pay off.